Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHER are out to change that. InvestHERCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHERCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHERCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHER, H-E-R, con.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
There is fulfillment in creation. There is not fulfillment in maintenance. So when we create something, then we're going to get really excited.
Best Ever listeners, we have launched BestEverCauses.com. That's BestEverCauses.com. We profile a nonprofit or a cause that is near and dear to our heart, get the word out about their cause, and also donate money towards their cause. If you'd like to, one, learn more about the causes that we're profiling, we do one a month, then go to bestevercauses.com. And if you want to suggest a cause that we profile that is near and dear to your heart, then go to bestevercauses.com, and there's a little form at the bottom of the page where you can submit one and we'll check it out.
Best Ever listeners, got a special segment for you, and every now and then I'll be doing these special segments. When I come across something that I learn in my entrepreneurial journey, and I think it will be helpful for you as well. So I hope you enjoy this episode, and more importantly, I hope you get some value from it that you can then apply to your life. So this episode is going to be focused on what I call the overachiever's guide to blah days. I think we all have those days where you're just feeling like blah, just feeling like you don't want to do stuff. You're either tired or you're hungover. In my case, last night, had two glasses of wine, had 5 hours of sleep, and on top of that, yesterday, we closed on a large apartment deal. So there's certainly a little bit of sense of accomplishment, although my main focus on the apartment deals and when I celebrate is when we do the first investor distribution. And I've wired my mind that way, so there's not a whole lot of celebration when we close a deal, but still there's a little bit when we close a deal. So that was yesterday. Today, there's a little residual hangover from the two glasses of wine. There's sleep that I wish I got more of. And I also haven't really exercised today. So that's another variable. Plus, I have a slight sense of accomplishment from closing on a deal yesterday. So there's a perfect storm of stuff that today I have just felt blah. I felt like a lazy bum. Now, I've done some stuff. I've had a follow-along Friday with Theo earlier. I have had a investor conversation. I have gone for a walk with Colleen, my wife, and Jack, our 12-pound Yorkie with tons of attitude. Actually, he got a great temperament, unless you're another dog while we're walking and he's on his leash, then he's got a lot of tude. Besides that, he's a great dog. So I've done some things today, and what time is it? It is 1:37 p.m. when I'm recording this, but I haven't gotten just a lot of momentum yet. And so I started thinking, I wonder if any Best Ever listeners out there have come across this where you are typically an overachiever. I like to believe my identity is that of an overachiever. So normally every day I'm bam, 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 but today I just feel blah. So I thought, what can I do to shake out of this and turn this around? And then also, what can I do to help others who might come across this situation turn it around for their self as well? So I figured out a three-step process that I'm implementing right now. So it's not just theory-based. It's actually, I'm doing it. And the intention of mentioning this is to help you out. If you are an overachiever, which I imagine you are because you're a best ever listener, so you're crazy like I am and you're into this real estate thing and you're consuming a lot of content about real estate on a consistent basis. So I imagine you're an overachiever, and I also imagine that some days you have kind of a blah day. So here's a three-step process for your guide to getting through and overcoming and transforming your blah days into productive days. Step one, get excited. Why do I say get excited? I say get excited because you're an overachiever and you're having a blah day. Well, that means that other days of the week are not blah. Otherwise, you wouldn't recognize it being different. Also get excited because when we do achieve great things, it's so easy to get caught up in the moment when you're totally motivated. When you attend the Tony Robbins conference, everyone's all pumped up. When you attend the real estate conference, everyone's connected in BFFs. When you're attending a local meetup, everyone's talking, oh yeah, I'll do this. I'll follow up with you. I'll give you a call, I'll email you. Everyone's all about it. But then something interesting happens. People don't follow up. And people don't do things that they say they're going to do when they're not in the moment. And that's what separates you and I from other investors. Because when we're not in the moment, we're still making progress. So that's why I say get excited. Because when we do come across a blah day, that's when we get the muscle built even bigger. Tony Robbins talks about which rep builds the most muscle when you're on a set of 10. The first one, the second, third, all the way to the 10th. Which one? What would you say? It's actually the 11th. The 11th rep gets you the most muscle because then you're really pushing your muscle. And same thing with what I'm describing right now. When we have a blah day, that means that we've had a bunch of good days up until this point, and then we want to push through, which builds the muscle even stronger when we have the greatest resistance. Because on that 11th rep, what is there? There's the greatest resistance. And when we push through that, the muscle gets bigger. So that's why I say get excited. We're pushing through the resistance and we're getting stronger as a result of it, number one. Number two, after you get excited, then get moving and create something. My suggestion is on the blah days, to focus on creating something that is of interest to you. And that way you'll get momentum. There is fulfillment in creation. There is not fulfillment in maintenance. So when we create something, then we're going to get really excited. That's what I'm doing right now. I mentioned I'm following this process. I'm creating a podcast episode. So I'm following this process because I believe in this process. So when you are having a blah day, first, get excited because you're going to push through the resistance and you're going to get stronger. And second, get moving by creating something. And third, reflect back and give yourself some props. Nice work on this. It's tough and it's something that most investors, most entrepreneurs, most business people, most people in general don't do. They generally, when they're having these challenges, after they've had some good overachieving days, they just don't do anything. And that's what separates you and I from other investors. Not in a bad way. I'm not saying us versus them. I'm simply making an observation that when we push against resistance and we create something by moving and creating something, then we are separating ourselves from what other people do. And then third, like I mentioned, reflect back on what you just did. Pat yourself on the back and get excited and perhaps write it down. That's where my daily journal comes into play. I've mentioned on the show multiple times before, but I'll mention it again. I do a daily journal every single day. I probably, out of the calendar year, 365 days, I probably only miss 6 or 7 days total. So pretty much every single day, I'm writing in that journal and write in hey, today was a blah day, but I'm an overachiever, and I followed the three-step process of getting excited because I'm going to have resistance, and I'm going to grow my muscle, my mental muscle, my entrepreneurial muscle, whatever muscle, because of that, because there's a lot of resistance. Two, I got moving, and I created X or XY or XYZ. And three, now I'm reflecting back because, darn it, it feels good that I was able to push through this. And it was pretty cool because I worked on a project that I wanted to work on. And you know what? I cut myself some slack because I realized that there are some days where I'm not going to have as much sleep. I'm going to be cranky, or I'm going to have a couple glasses of wine or beer or whatever you drink, or maybe you don't drink, maybe eat too much sugar or whatever it is. And I'm not going to feel the best the next day, or I'm going to accomplish something pretty darn big the previous day. And then the next day I'm going to feel like I have a little bit of complacency, even though I know inherently that's a terrible thing to have in business. So I'm going to cut myself some slack, and I'm simply going to follow this three-step process of getting excited, getting moving, and creating something, and then I'm going to reflect back. Those are the three steps to your guide to making a blah day a productive day for all of you overachievers. I hope this is helpful, and thank you for being a listener to the Best Ever podcast. This is a special segment that I haven't done before, but you know what? I might start doing these more often because there are some messages that as I'm going along through my entrepreneurial journey, as I'm building a company, there are lessons that I'm coming across, and who cares about what I learned? It's more about what I learned that can be helpful for you. And if I have something that can be helpful for you, I feel like we should have a special segment to mention that so that you can benefit from the stuff I'm learning along the way too. Hope you're having a best ever day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Best ever listeners, we have launched bestevercauses.com. That's bestevercauses.com. We profile a nonprofit or a cause that is near and dear to our heart, get the word out about their cause, and also donate money towards their cause. If you'd like to, one, learn more about the causes that we're profiling, we do one a month, then go to bestevercauses.com. And if you want to suggest a cause that we profile that is near and dear to your heart, then go to bestevercauses.com. And there's a little form at the bottom of the page where you can submit one and we'll check it out. The Target Market Insights podcast is just that, a show solely dedicated to help you learn about target markets through the people successfully shaping them. The show features professionals who work directly with the audience and market you want to connect with in real estate. Listen and subscribe today at targetmarketinsights.com. That's targetmarketinsights.com.